This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bombshell after bombshell after bombshell breaking this morning. Paul Sperry, who did probably more than anyone on the Russia collusion hoax besides John Solomon of the D.C. Reporter. Sperry writes for Real Clear Investigations. In fact, broke a lot of the bombshells that I've been telling you about this morning, two of them specifically. Has this piece this morning, and in the New York Post. Folks, if you're going to commit crime and felonies as openly and at the level the Democrats are doing, to where it's so disturbing that Democrat whistleblowers are reporting the felonies and leaking the classified information to the FBI and the DOJ. And the FBI and the DOJ are having to hide stuff deep inside the FBI, send it to be burnt in burn bags to cover it up, which is pretty much where we are this morning. We're finding out that the head of the FBI committed multiple felonies, leaking classified information. So did the Democrats, most specifically Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. And they did this openly. In staff meetings, directing staff, okay, we're going to leak this, you leak that. And when staff members said, hey, you know what, that's kind of treason, that's sort of a felony, they were brushed aside. And those staff members started talking, started going to the FBI, started going to the DOJ, saying, look, I'm sitting in on meetings where we're planning felonies, where we're committing felonies, what are you going to do? When you have that level of criminality at the top of the Democrat Party, you have to censor. You do. I mean, because eventually these Democrat whistleblowers, unless you Seth Richam, they were going to end up talking to people. You got to get total control over social media. They're coming at it two ways this morning. One of them is history, thank God. Headline, New York Post. How Democrat Adam Schiff abused his power to demand I be kicked off Twitter. This is Paul Sperry, the investigative reporter, who broke so much of Russiagate. He's breaking a lot of it this week. He said he was contacted after Elon Musk bought Twitter by Matt Taibbi, another investigative reporter, after Musk released the Twitter files. And he said, Adam Schiff's staff went to Twitter and demanded that Sperry be banned. He was doing too much truthful reporting, accurate reporting about the CIA, Russiagate, and the second Trump impeachment, that hoax. Specifically outing Eric Ciaramella. And so Schiff, who was becoming a petty dictator, we didn't understand the extent of it till today, and the declassifications last night and yesterday by the FBI director, simply has his staff call up Twitter and has one of DC's top three investigative reporters removed, just silenced and removed. Now, if you're wondering, maybe you're new to the show today, where a godlike power like this comes from. Why would Jack Dorsey, when he owned Twitter, allow this? Never forget what they did. This is Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan talking about, listen, I know I censored true things, but
we said no. We're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating coming after our company. It was brutal.
So he knuckled under, he said, and told Joe Rogan that. After Trump won, he felt safe. There's a lot of healing that has to be done in this country, folks, but they're still coming at us like the hounds of hell. And look, folks, John Brennan knows there's a good chance, former CIA director, he's going to prison. So where was he a month ago? Made a big deal of this, I still am. He was in Europe, working with censorship police there. Not to censor Europeans, to censor you. They haven't given up. That's what I love about these people. They fight to the end, really. They fight to the end. So if you heard about the UK, you know they've passed the Online Safety Act. And the headline, you need to read this story. It's in justthenews.com, John Solomon's website. UK speech police could break Wikipedia, keep punishing Christian expression. What's going on in Europe is terrifying. But folks, you don't understand. I mean, what's going on in Europe is being driven by the very criminals we're trying to put in prison right now, the James Comeys and John Brennan personally. You know, Wikipedia is crowdsourced, right? And so people make entries. I'm not a big fan of Wikipedia. It tends to be overly liberal. Well, the UK High Court, United Kingdom, UK High Court just knocked down a challenge to the Online Safety Act by US-based Wikimedia Foundation. And Wikipedia is saying, no, we don't want to censor for the British government. We're not going to do it. And the British government, listen to this, wants people, Americans and Brits, to have to submit their personal licenses, identification information in order to be allowed to log on to Wikipedia and make entry changes. Why do they want that? Because if Brits say true things about migration, which is illegal immigrants, which is illegal, true things about Muslim illegal immigrants who are increasingly attacking people, or say true things about the socialist leadership of the UK, they want them identified so they could be prosecuted. Again, for saying true things. There are true things you're not allowed to say in the UK anymore. Well, Wikimedia, which owns Wikipedia, just lost that suit. They just lost it. So the UK High Court saying no. Folks, what other country makes you use an identification key before you can make an entry onto a website or even get onto it? Do you know what country that is? It's China. It's a key part of the social credit system. Now, this is just one website. This is Wikipedia. They're liberals. They'll probably knuckle under. They love this kind of thing. The reason they want the licenses is so that if you are in the UK making these entries onto Wikipedia, they can just come to your home and pick you up, arrest you, try you, punish you, and put you in prison, as they have 12,000 other people. But here's the problem, folks. They are saying either Wikipedia censors this stuff, or Wikipedia gets blacked out in the UK like it is in China. And I'm telling you, they're going website by website. What happens when they make these demands of Google? We already know, actually. Because remember Elon Musk told us? Google's already given in. UK censors are already inside the building. They're already censoring you. As the price of being in the UK. Do you see why John Brennan, the former CIA director and total thug, and probably be tried down in Florida, was in the UK? His last best hope is to get this censorship regime on you and me and every American from overseas. This fight's not over, folks. And yeah, I'm thrilled Wikipedia is fighting. I'm actually kind of shocked. I mean, they're liberal. I thought they'd just give in and love that kind of thing. Love having censors looking over their shoulder. But I guess they don't want them. I guess they don't want them. Good. This is the fight of our times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Y'all, school's back in session. The fall is starting. So all the fall kinds of activities are starting back up at your church, think youth group, fall sports, and all those things your kids go to. And they were a magnet for the predators among us. A good reminder of that, because quite a roundup we got today. What's so amazing isn't that people do this or that adults are attracted to children and do terrible things to them. It's that they get away with it. And the way in which they get away with it, they gain so much trust. They're so good. Dale Carnegie would understand how good they are. These are people who study how to socially influence you to get close to your kids, because it's not an easy thing to do. They'll start running down the news today because it's really incredible when you do it back to back. Nicole Callahan, we'll start with her. The South Carolina State Board of Education has suspended her license. What a piece of work she was. Had a sexual affair with a 13 through 15 year old. 2 years. She's 33. By the time she was done, she'd become best friends with his mother. So much so, she was driving him around to practices in between having sex with him. Parents never saw it coming. They never do. Totally hosed that family over. In fact, the kid didn't even talk about it until he turned 18. And he blew the whistle on her. It's the only reason. Otherwise, she'd have gotten away with it. Parents wouldn't know any better. That's how good these people are at what they do. Don't think you'll be able to see these people coming. Don't trust anyone. Anyway, she's in the news again today because the South Carolina State Board of Education has suspended her teacher's license. She was an active teacher while she was doing it. Then there's RJ May. Bet he had interns. Yeah, state legislator. He just announced his resignation. He's not going to be able to attend legislative sessions from prison. All that child porn he was sharing, including of toddlers being raped and sodomized. State legislator. They always seek trusted positions. But it's this guy, and I meant to work him over last week. This guy. Why, this guy was a master. And you know what, folks? I have personally studied these people. I've told you before, I went to sex offender counseling for almost a year for an investigative piece I did as a reporter. I had to get permission from every one of the sex offenders to attend it. I couldn't use any of their names. And the psychiatrist who ran it let me do it so that I could come to understand how they prey, really on parents more than children, gain their trust. And as I sat and listened to them, I came to understand how they did it. You know what they love? They make a beeline for? Single mom all day long. Yeah, put a picture of your kids up. You got cute kids? No, he's going to want to date you. He'll find a way to bump into you. That's stuff guys in my group did. You know where they love to go, though? Now their favorite place, because everybody falls for it. Church! Why would an evil guy be at my church? For access to your kids? But this guy, man, this guy was a champion. Man, he had the trifecta. Former board member of the Anderson County School Board. Employed as the school safety and security supervisor. Former lieutenant with the Anderson County Sheriff's Office. Accused of a child sex abuse crime. This guy was so confident, Greg Hayden, that the reason he got caught was because passing motorists were so disturbed that it appeared he was groping and sexually abusing a 12-year-old boy that he had in his truck. That's how confident he was. This guy's done this a lot. But here's the part that really jars me, moms and dads, because I know I know what these parents said when they turned their 12-year-old over to him. See, he picked the child up from his home to play basketball nearby after meeting him through a church mentorship program. Oh, he had every base covered. He's in the schools. He's on the school board. Man, and you know what those parents probably said to themselves? And I don't blame them. People fall. These guys are good at what they do. The one you really like that doesn't give you the creeps, watch that one who wants to be friends with your kid. Because it's not normal for an adult to want to spend time with a 12-year-old who's not his dad. It's not. But parents fall for this. And that's why. And they would tell me this in the groups. I have to stay away from churches because that's where I used to find my victims. And parents probably thought, oh, it's so great. You know, my 12-year-old's really getting into God. He's getting into the church. He's, you know, this is great. He's got this great mentor from the church. Real leader in our community. Well, look, he's a school board member. What a great role model. He's sexually abusing him in the truck. I don't want to scare anybody. I don't, but I do want to warn you. Watch the one that doesn't give you the heebie-jeebies. Everybody thinks, and I thought when I started going to those meetings, I thought, well, you know, these people are going to give me the creeps. I'm going to know who's the creepy guy. He's going to be wearing the trench coat. I'm going to be able to tell. These guys, as I've said to you many times, had developed, and they do it on purpose, had developed sets of social skills so advanced that if they had merely applied them to sales, they'd have all been millionaires. But they wanted your kids instead. Trust no one. And here's the problem. Nobody saw this guy coming, Greg Hayden, because he hadn't been arrested yet. No one had caught him yet. And so there's always a first time. And people think, well, you know, if he wouldn't be trusted at this level. I mean, he couldn't be on the school board. He couldn't be the school safety and security supervisor. He couldn't be the church youth mentor. No. I'd be protected. Someone will protect. No one's here to protect you. And they're everywhere. And there's a lot more of them than we realize. I don't want you to be afraid, but I don't want you to ever leave your child at a practice again. Had a conversation with a soccer coach one time, just a birthday party guy who listened to the show, and he said to me, you know, I'm amazed. I'm a soccer coach. I said, these parents, they roll up, wave to me through the window, drop their kid off, and take off. He's like, I do whatever I want with this kid. He's like, this is crazy. And I'm like, I know. That's why they make a beeline for places your kids are, whether that is school, church, especially sports teams, wherever you don't think they'll be, because you think somebody, wow, someone would have backgrounded this guy. Well, you know what? A lot of people backgrounded Greg Hayden, but he didn't have a record. So he passed. Not anymore. That 12-year-old kid's never going to be right again. Neither are his parents. I trusted him, and they'll always feel bad. So folks, I just want you to see him coming, whether you're a parent or a grandparent. They're not who you think they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.